Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Over time, I have explained how various activities in the gold and silver markets are not the signs of normal free market trading. Invariably, these trading tactics result in suppressing gold and silver prices. A multi-year analysis released by Adrian Douglas last year showed that even though the price of gold has quadrupled over the past decade, its prices from the London AM to PM fixes on the same day were consistently lower. The chances of such a consistent pattern for 10 years are extremely remote. Recent tactics have been almost completely transparent. It is pretty consistent that gold and silver prices are knocked down when the London markets open at 3 a.m. Eastern in the U.S., between the London AM and PM fixes, and about a half hour after the U.S. COMEX markets close. Professional traders seeking to sell for the maximum price would see this pattern and avoid selling at those times. So, the sellers at those times have a purpose other than commercial trading. The price of gold effectively serves as a report card on the U.S. dollar, the U.S. government, and the U.S. economy. If the U.S. dollar were to fall relative to gold, that would indicate a lack of confidence in the future value of the dollar. To offset the heightened risk of a further decline, creditors would demand a higher interest rate on U.S. government debt. Therefore, the U.S. government has a huge incentive to hold down gold and silver prices. There are at least two other key market indicators that also need to be managed. Another sign of U.S. dollar weakness would be shown if the interest rates on U.S. government debt were to rise. There is an obvious effort to keep the rate from going higher than 3.5%. The Federal Reserve regularly steps in to purchase enough 10-year Treasury debt to hold down this key indicator. Further, investors need to be lulled into complacency so that they don't pull their funds out of paper assets denominated in U.S. dollars like stocks and bonds. To accomplish this end, gold and silver prices must be suppressed and U.S. stock market prices must be propped up. This seems to be happening. Over a year ago, one of the experts on a cable financial news show was challenged to find out who was buying U.S. stocks. For a year, the so-called expert tried to identify just who was purchasing, for instance, the stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. What he found was that the private investors in the U.S. were either mostly avoiding stocks altogether or else mostly purchasing foreign stocks. He also came to suspect that the major brokerages are misusing their super-fast computers to bump up prices. When another brokerage enters a buy order for a stock, these ultra-fast computers can automatically detect that order, buy the stock before the original order is filled, then sell the stock to the original purchaser at a price that was at least a few cents higher to the buyer than if the computer had never intervened. Compound this activity by thousands of trades per second all day long, every day, and you can understand how these brokerages have increased their reported profits despite lower volume from private investors. A side benefit to the U.S. government is that this activity supports stock prices no matter the state of the economy. U.S. government officials openly admit that they trade in the stock and government debt markets. As the American public gradually becomes aware of just how artificial our U.S. financial market prices, I expect more investors will leave those markets and increase demand for physical gold and silver. Eventually, I expect far higher precious metal prices than today. That's it for this time. Tune in next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.